You are tuned in to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and I am joined by Jeff Brand from the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club. And we are here to talk about registration for the Pika's Margarita Cup and some other things that they have going on this winter season. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Brennan. Good to be back.
So first off, I know Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club is well into its season by now, but I was wondering what variety of programs that are offered throughout the season, because it seems like you guys have a lot going on.
We do. We have a lot going on for sure. The majority of what we do is we have youth training programs, and we focus in alpine skiing, Nordic skiing, and then we have our free ride program, which is free skiing and snowboarding. So it's everything from we have kids as young as six up through post-grad athletes, and then we have master's programs too for people who are older and, you know, not still in school. So we do primarily competitive training for all different disciplines.
All the blue jackets whizzing by you at the resort.
Yeah, but in control with their coaches.
So the Pika's Margarita Cup starts on January 15th, and it runs through March 5th. Let's talk about how this cup, what's the organization of it? Because it is five different races.
Right. So it's five different races on Mondays. It's not every week. It's, like you said, January 15th through March 5th. We have different styles of alpine races. So there's some are GS, some are Super G, and some are dual giant slalom. So our race crew over at the Ski and Snowboard Club mixes it up from week to week. It's just the basis of it is that it's a super fun alpine race league for anybody who likes alpine racing. You don't have to be a skier. You can do it on a snowboard. You can do it on tele skis. I don't know if we've ever had anyone do it on snowler blades, but you're welcome to give it a rip if that's your thing. So yeah, it's a fun, casual, social race league, adults only, which is fun. And, you know, we definitely get people who are pretty competitive, but it's also set up with the scoring system so that pretty much anybody of any ability or any age over 21 can race. And the way that works is, so if you get first place, you get 20 points, and then your scores descend from 20 to 1. So everybody who gets first or 21st or 41st, 61st, and so on, all get the same number of points. So if you end up in 61st place every week, you're getting the same kind of points that the person in first place got. So the scoring system helps everybody of all abilities score points for their team and hopefully win the overall series.
If you're just tuning in, I am here with Jeff Moran from the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club, and we are talking about the 2018 Pika's Margarita Cup. The registration is open until January 15th. How do you go about registering a team? What do you need to do? What's the number of racers that is the minimum for a team?
The minimum is four. The maximum is six. You have to have four people take runs every week. Each racer gets two runs per week. So if it's one course, you'll take your runs on that same course. If it's a dual course, then you'll have to take one run on each course.
So you get to kind of choose if someone's stronger in one GS or someone's stronger in slalom than...
Well, we don't have slalom. It's GS and Super G, but actually everybody takes runs on the course. So it allows, if people have different strengths and different disciplines, then, you know, there's different weeks where they get to shine. You can take the races run from 3:30 to 6:30 on the days of our events. And so you can show up at any time in between there and take your two runs. You can take one early, one late. You know, we always have people who show up early because they want the nice, fresh, groomed race course. And there's obviously a little bit more light at 3:30 in the afternoon. But then we have people who show up later because the course gets a little bit faster. So we, you know, depending on your skill level, if you want a little bit more traction, show up early. If you want to go faster, show up later.
So the pros show up later. I'm taking it.
Yeah. And that's what's cool is we have everybody from people who have never raced. I did the Marg Cup last year myself. I had never raced skates on a snowboard or anything, all the way up to, you know, former Olympians, pro skiers, people who have, you know, were NCAA athletes. So it's a good mix of people and everyone from, you know, people in their 20s up to their 70s.
And there's a way to keep up with the score throughout the competition since it lasts for a few weeks.
Yeah, we'll be posting all the results at our website. So it's jhskiclub.org, and then you just go to the events tab and look for the Pika's Margarita Cup.
Yeah, so this event is hosted at Snow King. What's their role with the Margarita Cup?
Snow King is one of the club's major partners, and so they're awesome. They host, we do something like 30 races up there throughout the season. So this is just one of the many races that Snow King hosts for us. And, you know, they do everything from helping manage discount tickets for our racers, making sure the courses are groomed and in good shape, and just all the sort of behind-the-scenes logistics to make sure the races run smooth. So we couldn't... can't do it without Snow King. So thanks for all that they do.
All right, let's get to the exciting part. What do the winners receive at the end of the competition? Because this is a great prize.
We've got we're really working on getting a lot more prizes this year to give out throughout the whole series. So we'll be doing a raffle at every one of the events, but we're really working on getting more and more prizes. Stio, who is one of our huge and longtime sponsors of the series, they've stepped up a lot this year. So they're going to be kicking down a lot more gear for us to raffle off every week. And then also... at the end of the series, the winning team is going to get Stio credit to get whatever kind of Stio gear they want. So if you have four people on your team, you get a little bit more of the cut. If you have six people, it's a little bit smaller, but you can put that towards whatever Stio gear you want. And we actually, starting last year, we have a secondary component where we have the self-sponsored team. So that's just anybody can join the series and race for the cup and try and win the Stio gear. But then we also have a business sponsored category. So if your team is sponsored by a business, then you are then in contention for the Pika's Margarita prizes. And that's pretty awesome. So if you're on a business sponsored team and you win that category, you get these 30% larger margarita cups that live at Pika's for a year. And I think each person on the team gets like up to four free margaritas, and then you get your margs in a bigger cup all year. So there's a few different ways you can win, whether it's just being lucky or being fast.
All right, so what else does the Jackson Hole Ski and Snowboard Club have coming up this winter? I know it's busy season for you guys, and there's a lot on the agenda.
Yeah, there's a lot. So we've got that we're doing on February 3rd is our second ever induction ceremony for our Hall of Fame. The first class was inducted in 2014, and so we're getting ready to induct the second class 2018. We kind of do it every Olympic year. So that's pretty exciting. Tickets are available. There's two components. There's going to be an early like ski day at Snow King. And then after that, we're going to have an actual induction plated dinner banquet up at Snow King Hotel. So you can find out more information about that at the jhskiclub.org. And then, as always, we've got our Triple Crown race series coming up. So that includes our Moose Chase Nordic ski race presented by Skinny Skis. That's happening on February 17th. And then we'll have our Fish Creek Excavation Town Downhill. That one's going on March 10th and 11th. And then we'll finish off the Triple Crown series with the Rendezvous River Sports Carinoti Pole Pedal Paddle. And that's happening on March 24th. So registration for everything that I'm talking about and tickets are all available at jhskiclub.org.
And the registration for the Pika's Margarita Cup is until January 15th. So if you would like to register your team, get those registrations in now. Jeff, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Good to be back.
All right, you are tuned in to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.